All right. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm filling in for my friend Jake this morning, or I guess this afternoon. So normally this would be Global Grooves, which is a international-focused set. Really, really good and interesting stuff. Probably stuff that a lot of you haven't heard before, including myself. So, every other week, I would heavily encourage you to tune in during this time slot anyway. So I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Got this and then my show afterwards. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's nice when I have this much time because I have a lot of flexibility in what I can play. Got a nice long set list. A lot of good jams and stuff up ahead. That was the Fugazi classic Waiting Room, which probably would be my pick for best bass line of all time. Don't know how I haven't played that on the show before, but I thought it'd be a fun way to start us off. And there's snow on the ground. It's cold out. It's supposed to snow tomorrow. So my trick for getting me out of Massachusetts is to pretend I'm back home by playing some dub and reggae. So up next, we got a classic Bob Marley track from Natty Dread. This is Lively Up Yourself. Enjoy. Thank you.
But what you got to do, how the bag you got hanging there? What you say you got? I don't believe you.
All right, so that was Lively Up Yourself from Natty Dread, which was released in 1974. Been going back and re-listening to the Bob Marley and the Wailers discography because I've been following the vinyl news. Tuff Gong got a vinyl plant back in Jamaica, which is really cool because it's the first major one the country's had in a very long time since kind of back when Tuff Gong was a big deal in the 70s. And it's just a great thing to hear in general because the more plants there are around the world, the easier it's going to be to get vinyl, the less expensive they're going to be. And especially for smaller artists, there's going to be less time between when their stuff is released digitally and released physically. Because what happens is you get people like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Taylor Swift who release an album with 30 different variants. I'm not even kidding. Look up the Red Hot Chili Peppers' latest two releases. I think there's 15 different vinyl apiece. And what this does, this completely backs up the plants. And so all of these smaller artists who are waiting to get their stuff released physically have to wait months, sometimes even years to get their stuff out because of the kind of demand that's being raised. So it's a good thing to hear that these are more plants are opening up. Vinyl Me Please just got one too, which is really cool. And yeah, Natty Dread's great. I mean, No Woman, No Cry is one of the best songs ever written, and that's on that album. So, you know, that's enough for it. But I really like Lively Up Yourself, as well as Rebel Music. It's another really good track. But yeah, we got some more music going on. This is, again, Circles Around the Sun for the background. Really fun instrumental jam music if you guys want to go check that out. And up next, per request of my mom, we got an Althea. This is one from 1983, not the one that I normally listen to or would play on the show, but I wanted to switch it up. And it's from Hartford, Connecticut, so close to home. And yeah, Althea, 1983. Enjoy. Thank you.
guess who's concerned? Who's with the truth? Baby, it's your fire. Baby, I hope you don't get burned. When the smoke has cleared, she said, that's what she said to me. Lord, I want a bed to lay your head and a little sympathy. Thank you.
All right, so that was Althea live from the Hartford Civic Center on October 14th, 1983. I'm sure that you guys remember the little bit of Go to Heaven discourse a couple shows ago. But if I had to pick a highlight from that album, it would pretty easily be Althea. I do like Lost Sailor and Saint of Circumstance a lot, but Althea is definitely the standout. And if I don't hear it this summer, I'm going to be really upset because somehow I've dodged it up until this point, but hoping I get lucky and get an Althea at Fenway, which would be really cool. Yeah, got some jazz coming up next, particularly from Milestones. So it's been kind of fun about this class that I'm taking is that it's not forcing me. This is some of the only homework I do just out of joy. I've been kind of going through the Miles Davis catalog into somewhat of a chronological order, aside from when I get curious and I jump a little bit. But yeah, I've been working my way through the first quintet stuff as of late, and this is one of their, I guess, crowning achievements as a band. Milestones is what I'm referring to. And yeah, it's great. I wish I could play more. I wish I could play the whole thing for you guys, which I could, but I'd like some variety on the show. And so I picked probably my favorite track off of it, which is Two Bass Hit, which, if I'm remembering correctly, is a Charlie Parker tune. No, Dizzy Gillespie, my bad. It's a Dizzy Gillespie track. And you got Coltrane on here. You got Miles Davis and, of course, the other members of that first quintet. And so, yeah, this is Two Bass Hit. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. So I particularly love the drumming on that track from Philly Joe Jones, and of course the saxophone work from Cannonball Adderley, who we have some more music from later in the set, but later in the set as a band leader, which is fun. Milestones. Heavily recommended. It's going to be that and Kind of Blue would kind of be the two that if you don't listen to a lot of jazz, I would heavily recommend you checking out. They came out same year, recorded very close together with a lot of the same personnel. It's great stuff. Great stuff. What do we got next? I actually forget. Oh yeah, so since to honor Jake, as this is a international focused show, thought I'd play some music from another country. Got some Masayoshi Takanaka up next, who I have played on the show a couple times, but I've been listening to super heavily as of late because, you know, with jazz comes jazz fusion, and so I've been listening to a lot of that too. He's a Japanese jazz fusion guitarist, and probably one of the most fun people to ever live. Just generally looking at him, he just seems like a really exuberant, fun, kind of infectious type of person, and his music reflects that. This is from an album called Brazilian Skies, which I think I've talked about on the show before, but just to refresh everybody's memory, is basically an album that he made after going to Brazil and becoming obsessed with kind of samba and bossa nova and these sort of, you know, Brazilian styles of music that pretty kind of contained to that country. And so he comes back and he writes this like very loose concept album where he's just taking a lot of different kind of stylistic cues and ideas from Brazilian music. And this is one of my favorite tracks off it. I wanted to play the live version, but it drags a little bit, to be honest with you, so I'm going to play the studio recording. This is Beleza Pura, which means pure beauty in Portuguese. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Did you know? 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I actually didn't know that until just now. But yeah, support your other community stations. And I've been out to Lowell before. Might be all you have to do. So that was Belezapura by Masayoshi Takenaka off of Brazilian Skies. And I was mentioning the live version earlier. What's really fun about that is he plays on this massive 13-pound surfboard guitar. Like, it's just a giant red surfboard with a guitar in the middle of it and his name kind of embroidered on the side. In the live video, it's kind of like everybody's all the percussionists setting him up, and then he just comes out, sunglasses on, Hawaiian shirt, giant surfboard guitar, and the biggest smile you've ever seen. Just easiest way to win me over as a listener is if you got that kind of personality. So up next, Somerville Theater is hosting a midnight screening of The Big Lebowski on Saturday. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm going to be there. And so in honor of that, I'm going to play a track from the movie, particularly the kind of hallucination trip scene involving bowling pins. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. This is Just Dropped In to See What My Condition Is In by the First Edition and Kenny Rogers. Enjoy.
But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
All right, so that was just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in by the First Edition. And if you are listening to this show because of the story that I put out on my Instagram, I'm sure you're wondering about the Dame Lillard picture, unless you follow basketball, then you know what's going on. Dropped 71 last night on the Houston Rockets, which is hilarious because that's just going to be the asterisk next to it for the rest of its life. Yeah, Houston Rockets have been letting people score on them like nobody's business. I think they have like 5 or 6 50-point games recorded against them this season, which is funny. I mean, that tank towards Wembanyama is real. But yeah, speaking of basketball, I was lucky enough to snag some tickets from Tufts at a pretty nice discount to go see the Celtics and the Trailblazers play next week. Should be fun. And hopefully should be a good game now that Dame is just in prime form out of nowhere, it seems. But yeah, I got a notification last night that was like, oh, Dame has 40. Turn it on. And then I saw it was against the Rockets, and I kind of just disregarded it. And sure enough, of course, I messed up. But yeah, congrats to Dame on that. It's really cool stuff. Only good thing to come out of Portland as of late. Up next, we got a treat. So I was scrolling through the Bob Weir set list from Detroit last night, and I noticed that there was a little kind of with initials next to a few of the songs, and I look up who it is. It's this guy, David McMurray, who is a jazz saxophonist from Detroit, who played a few songs with Bob Weir last night. Do a little more research on him. Turns out he has a Blue Note release, and Blue Note, for those of you who don't know, is one of the premier jazz labels, and it's called Grateful Dedication. And sure enough, it is jazz covers of a bunch of Grateful Dead songs. Bob Weir is even on it for the cover of Loser, I believe. And yeah, it's a real treat. It's really cool. So this is the track that opens the album, Fire on the Mountain, but probably not like you're used to hearing it. So yeah, enjoy. This is Fire on the Mountain by David McMurray off of Grateful Dedication. You gotta understand my absolute shock last night when I found out that existed, because it seems like an album made specifically for me, and so I was pretty elated when I figured out that existed, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more of it on the show throughout the year. Got some really, some great covers on there. There's a Dark Star cover, which is really cool, and kind of, you know, more, I guess, a bit, kind of like free jazzy, as well as a cover of The 11, which is kind of an unexpected pick, but one that I'm really happy ended up on there, because it is a super good jam. But yeah, we got a couple more tracks left before the show move into my second hour. Up next, got some Kinks. This is Shangri-La. Enjoy.
Now that you've found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. Put on your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are, in your Shangri-La. Sit back in your old rocking chair.
Shangri-La, Shangri-La,
All right, so that was Shangri-La by The Kinks off of Arthur. I don't think I've been shy on the show talking about how great of an album that is, but also just kind of the debt that so many modern genres kind of owe to The Kinks is pretty insane, specifically in terms of punk and noise rock, really pushing the boundary there. But we are reaching the end of the first hour, and just a reminder, this is normally Global Grooves with Jake, and I highly recommend that you check it out on other weeks when he is on the air. Really good stuff. And happy that I was able to fill in for him. This is Harrison. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And in the next few minutes, we're going to move over into my show, Stranger Waves. And to do that, I got a nice long track that I've been looking for a good time to play on the air. And today sort of seems like as good of a day as any. So, talked a couple of times in the past few weeks about how I've been listening to After the Gold Rush a fair bit, really just Neil Young in general, but definitely the song out of that album that has stuck out the most and has gotten certainly the most replays as of late has been Southern Man, which is, you know, great track, even putting aside Neil Young's guitar solo, which is just playing the same note for 30 seconds and bending it, which is, you know, funny, but very much up his alley. So in the early 70s, he was still kind of doing tours with Crosby, Stills, and Nash together, kind of as all four of them, and this is a live performance of Southern Man from one of those shows. It's really, really special because it turns what I think is an excellent vessel for kind of, you know, extending out, turning into a nice long jam, and it does that. It also fixes some of the issues that somebody might have with the original song, particularly that pretty bad guitar solo from Neil Young that I mentioned earlier. It's awesome. It's a pretty long, but I really, really encourage you to stick around and listen to the whole thing, because the payoff is pretty great, and it's cool to hear these four great musicians sort of in their prime at sort of, you know, peak operating. And of course, rest in peace David Crosby, died earlier this year. But yeah, this is Southern Man live in New York in, I want to say, 72, maybe, I might be wrong, we're gonna go with 72. This is Southern Man. Enjoy.
This is usually a really long song, folks. And we're going to do it real slow tonight.